Until now, we were speaking about the fact of a person wants to understand to a certain degree what are the options as to why certain circumstances he finds himself in this world. So, you know, as we gave the various options of how all the gears mesh, that it could be Sechar Va'onesh, it could be a Nisayon, it could be a Hatra'ah, it could be Zechut Avot, it could be because of his children, it could be because of his generation v'chulei, but we pointed out that all of this is Olam Hazeh Hashgacha. In terms of Olam Haba is dependent upon one thing, how we react to the situation that we're in, namely, you know, how we choose within the options that are given to us, and that determines our Olam Haba. Ach Olam Haba, we saw, Ein Adam Nidon Ela Lefi Ma'asav. But here again, every rule has an exception. Amnam milvad kolze. Everything we said is true, but there's another wheel of the gear to take into account. Ish od inyan acher nimshach mishnei chokei hanagash zacharnu haishit v'hakcholit. We pointed out that we have the overall hashgacha in terms of Kadosh Baruch Hu wanting to create a group of individuals who will have eternal existence, this kibbutz of the shleimim, and then we have the individual hashgacha that each of us has ma'asei ishu pekudato, each of us has a unique tafkid, and these two come together. V'hu ki hinei hishkifa ha-chachma ha-elyona al kol ma shehaya ra'ui shiyimotzei l'tikun ha-min sheyaseh menu kibbutz ha-shleimim shezacharnu l'ma'ala. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu again wants to broaden as much as possible the group which is going to have Nitzlius. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Meitiv. He wants to be Meitiv to as many Neshamos as possible. So we saw in terms of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu even created Gehenna in order to be able to refine souls and bring them into Olam HaEmes, if it's at all possible. But Kadosh Baruch Hu also came up with another idea. V'rasa shiyeh inyan, shehaya inyan na'ot lehem ma'od, שיהיה בכוח קצתם להועיל לקצתם ולהיטיב להם. Namely, if we're Tzelem Elokim, right? We, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the great Meitiv with the capital Mem. He is the giver. He is the wonderful doer of good. We're Tzelem Elokim, so we should also do good. But maybe we can do the ultimate good. What's doing the ultimate good? The ultimate good is helping someone else get into Olam HaEmes. Now, how do we help someone else get into Olam HaEmes? So certainly, it's via Ahava, you know, it's via role model, Tochacha, you know, it's to give the person the Tocha in the right way, that he'll listen properly. But another way as well, Perush Shelo Yuchlat HaDavar, Sherak Mishi Yagia Bekoach Shelo Atzmo El HaShleimut, Yihyeh Min HaNimnim B'Kibbutz B'nei HaOlam Haba. Now, it's up to now we assumed that Maasei Ishu Pekudato, everyone is judged purely on the basis of his own actions, of his own Bechira. Either he's going to get into Olam HaEmet, you know, it's via his own Bechira, or he's not going to. In other words, Zechut Avot can change the situation in Olam HaZeh. It's not going to change him in terms of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is purely based on his Bechira, how he chooses between the options within his life. However, Ela Gam, Mishekvar Yagiuhu Ma'asav Behitaluto Ba'acher. Now here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I can get an Olam Haba by grabbing onto the coattails of someone else. That person who is Zakai Mimenu, Yuchal Lehenot Lashlemut. In Yaffe Eliach's Hasidic Tales of the Holocaust, she has this beautiful story of the Beluzeva Rebbe, that the Beluzeva Rebbe was once the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, where we know a terrible sadist. So they asked the Jews to spend an entire morning digging a very, very deep pit, deep and wide. And after they dug this deep and wide pit, then they told the Jews, now we want you to jump from one side of the to the other, and whoever falls into the pit, we're going to shoot. You know, so they set up their machine guns, and it was like a mission impossible. You know, firstly, it was wide. Secondly, they were already exhausted for spending the entire morning. So the person next to the Beluzeva Rebbe said, Rebbe, You know, I'm just going to just fall into the pit. You know, it doesn't pay for even to me to try and jump. It's just going to make the Nazis laugh. You know, there's no way I can make it across. And the Blues of Arabia said, I understand, but a Jew has no right to commit suicide. A Jew has no right to give up on his life. You know, whereas we have to do our best and hold my hand and we'll jump together. And just do me a favor and close your eyes. And so the two of them said, 1, 2, 3, they jumped together, and the fellow opened his eyes and he was on the other side. He said, you know, it's Rebbe, what happened? He said, we went together. Namely, I pulled you over. Don't worry, I pulled you over. So that's what over here the Derech Hashem is saying. It's not only in terms of crossing a pit, it's also in terms of Olam Ha'emes, that you could link into another Jew who has more zuchuyot and jump into Olam Ha'emes, Olam Ha'emes, based on his zuchuyot. It's based on the fact that he can be a meitiv to you. Yuchal lehenop ha'shleimut, hinei yikonis b'chal hazeh, ela shiyeh b'madriga tachtona. So certainly, again, as he pointed out, it doesn't mean that person is going to be on the same madriga in Gan Eden, in Olam Ha'emes, as the person who pulled him through. Shehi madrigat nitle b'chaveiro, that there's going to be a madur, there's going to be a section of Gan Eden for those people who got in there because they held the hands of someone who deserved to get in. So therefore, we are now going to expand the number of the set of individuals who are entering into Olam Ha'emes. Who's not going to get into Olam Ha'emes? Ela mi shelo yiyeh ro'ui lehenot bo, lo mitzad atzma v'lo mitzad hitulato b'zulato. Namely, that we're going to include in Olam Ha'emes not only those people who get in there based on their own jump, based on their own bechira, but also those who have the ability to hold on to them. This exponentially increases the number of individuals who will be in the Olam Ha'emet, v'yirbu yoter ha'ne'anim, and that's what God wants. And so what God does is He gives this ability to be meitiv, and the ultimate hatava is linking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only is he the meitiv, but another individual who is zakai can also be a meitiv. V'ulam ha'ne'anim v'ha'mahanim la'achirim. I mean, clearly, that those individuals who not only get into Olam Haba based on their own record, but also have the ability to pull others along with them, those are going to be the ones in the box seats. Those are going to be the ones who are in the highest level of Olam Haba. Hem yu harashim, utzrichim lehitalot bam. And those who needed to hold on to their hands in order to get in, you meshubadim lahem utzrichim lahem. In other words, basically, they're always going to be needing. In other words, their whole nitzlius is totally va'omed on that other individual. So there's always going to be that relationship between them. However, and this is where we'll begin now, and then we'll continue. In order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to allow for such an option, that I can get into Olam Haba, even if I don't deserve it, but I link into someone else who does deserve it, then we have to start off with an assumption, and that is that somehow my soul and his soul are one. Namely, there has to be a certain continuum. There has to be a certain unity. So normally, that's what we call the concept of Kol Yisrael. Right, that I do mitzvos, v'shem Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chayot Olam Haba. That there's a concept of a neshama kolos, that all Jews share one neshama. Once you assume that all Jews share one neshama, so then it's not as though A is bringing B, but rather part A is bringing part B, because part A and part B are both parts of a larger whole. It's like the famous Yerushalmi that wants to explain with the mashal the concept of lo sikom v'lo sitor. And the Yerushalmi says, let's say someone is holding a piece of fruit in his left hand, and he's holding a knife in his right hand, and he's cutting the piece of fruit. And accidentally, as he's cutting the piece of fruit, he makes a cut in his left hand. So Yerushalmi says, would it make sense now for the left hand to grab the knife out of the right hand and now give a cut on the right hand the same way? That's lo sikom v'lo sitor. Namely, that if we view ourselves as one body, that, you know, it's so if I was insulted by my left hand, you know, it's, or by my right hand, you know, so I'm going to insult my right hand. In other words, we're one body. What I'm not going to hurt myself. It's all a certain oneness. So usually we deal with this in terms of losikom velositar. This is also the concept of kol Yisrael arevim zelaze, concept of even if someone was already yotze a mitzvah, he can be motzi someone else in that mitzvah, because the fact that that other person wasn't yet yotze, it's as though I wasn't yotze to a certain degree. So now I have the right of being motzi him, because we're all one. The chiddush over here, the chiddush gadol, according to my wife, the chiddush gadol is that it's applied also even to be able to pull someone into olam ha'emes, because we're all one, and so he is part of me. In other words, he's not just holding his hand, he's not just holding onto my coattails. In other words, he's linking into this neshama klalis, he's linking into this unity, and via this unity, we're able to get. But again, since it's by a linkage, so in olam ha'emes, you're always going to have that relationship as well of those who are the pullers and those who are the pulleys, right? Those who got in on their own and were able to bring others up, and those who only were able to get in by holding on to someone else. U'kadeshiye makom l'tikun agadol hazeh. Just to read it inside. Kashra mitchila. Kash Baruch Hu, when he created Klal Yisrael, kashra mitchila ta'ishim zeim zeh. So on the level of our neshama, we're all connected. V'zein yan kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. You think about it, what does the word eruv mean? Eruv is a mixture. The arev is a mixture. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. We're all mixed together. We're all connected. So no one is totally independent. And if everything has two sides to it. So if we find that we view Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh, that I'm responsible for your chataim, or you're responsible for my chataim, so kal v'chomer ben beno shel kal v'chomer, that the zechuyot are shared. If the chataim are shared, kal v'chomer, the zechuyot are shared. Im nitfasim zeh al zeh b'chait, which is usually the way we understand Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh, ken ha'nistaros l'shem elokeinu, v'haniglos l'anu l'vanenu, that when we crossed the Yarden, we became arevim, and we became responsible one for the other. Bavur shelo micha v'yadam is considered to be, that it's like my avera, because we're all one. Kol sheken shiu ilu ze et ze v'zechut. Okay, we'll continue b'li neder from v'amnamen.